Yeah, we just need to play better as a unit, and I think we will.
We do that extra point. I know that's something you've been working on.
Yeah, no, you don't want to miss it, especially in a game like that. But, you know, I got to take solace in the fact that it's an extra point, not a field goal. And but at the same time, I got to do better. You know, my goal for the rest of the year is to not miss one, and that's where we're at right now. And, yeah.
I know you've been jumping back and forth on the left and right hash. How do you decide where you're going to line up?
Whatever the wind's doing that time. You know, it's also sort of a comfort feeling, too, what you felt like during pregame. And kind of decide after that.
Your goal every week is to not miss any. So it hasn't really changed, though, right? Just more pressure on yourself or what?
No, it's just, you know, didn't go through. It was kind of one of those ones where afterwards you, you know, you obviously want to have it back right away. But at the same time, you got to move on and move past it. And we made the other one at the end of the game. And I knew we were going to have to make kicks if we were going to get back in the game. It didn't work out that way. But you know what? It's something you got to put past you. It's an extra point. Move on.
It seems the mentality, though, after this loss to Green Bay is different than the ones in the past to Green Bay. Is that safe to say?
Of course, yeah. I think we're a better team than we were a year ago. Actually, I know we are. And, you know, we're going to put it past us. We're going to learn from it. You know, you got all the guys in here working today to get past it. And, you know, we're not taking any time off or, you know, but we're not going to beat ourselves up about it either. We're 7-3 and tied for first. I mean, you know, going into your last six games, it's a pretty good position to be in. And I think the way we're looking at it is that we can take advantage of these last six games and, you know, really make some of this year.
I mean, it's a tough lump to swallow anyway, but when you know it's something that you could have controlled and mistakes that you guys made, rather than being overmatched, it's in a weird way a positive, don't you think?
Well, yeah, there's also, you know, it's definitely a positive, but it's hard to speculate, too. You know, even if you do control all those things, who knows what the outcome is. That's a good team we played against, and, you know, they had their backs against the wall with three straight losses, and, you know, you knew we were going to get their best shot, and we didn't give them ours. That's, I think, what was the most disappointing thing. But it's a team that's learning, and like I said, 7-3 in first place is not bad.
Happy to get back in the dome?
Yeah. You know, this is where I played my college ball, you know, an hour away, so it'll be nice for me. I've played in the dome a couple times, so, yeah, it'll be fun.
Lots of friends still in the area come to support you.
You know, as years go by, the more they, you know, they dwindle, they move around. But yeah, there's definitely still people I know in the area, and I'll have some of my best friends there, so it'll be nice.
Get your parents there and immediate family too, or?
I think they'll come up there. Yeah, you know, they're in South Florida right now, so you know, tough to leave that place. But they get out for a lot of games, so they're awesome about it.